flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My God, man. How long has it been, Robert? Good to hear you, man. How are you?
First of all, I just want to say the first radio show ever to care about an intro to a comedian. And still the best intro ever to comedians ever.
Oh,
I don't know who came up with it. I don't know who did it. I don't know whose voice that is. But it makes me feel wonderful, like I made it every time I'm on the show and you have that intro. And then you gave me Led Zeppelin, which is fantastic.
Yeah, dude, listen. Yeah, from the first day we met you, we've all been fans, man. I think that we really all kind of met during the Dane Cook era.
Oh, God.
You mean, oh, God.
I mean, you had to ruin it, didn't you?
You look good, by the way, man. I was looking at a picture of you. I was like, look at him, man. He just, you trimmed it all up. You went smooth, but you look younger.
You know me. I think you're one of the only guys, because we've known each other so long, you've seen me at different fats. Like, when you met me, I was at like my prime. I mean, it was great hair, in shape. I mean, I used to go to Kansas City just to meet chicks,
right? Right.
And then you saw my fourth fat and my fifth fat. I don't know if you saw my sixth fat, which the sixth fat I was. I got, this is great. I got up to 360
no.
pounds.
No, you didn't.
Well, that hurts that you say that could be unbelievable. You just answered like, hey, dude, yeah, I made the NBA at 54. No. No. Yeah, dude.
Sorry.
This is the worst part, because being fat now stinks so much, John, because I was on a podcast and they Googled what I was heavier than.
Oh, dicks. Dicks.
Check this out. This is the worst. I was heavier than a pool table.
Dude, I have to Google that now. Is that true?
Dude, yeah. This is the one that said I was heavier than a baby elephant. Look it up. A baby elephant's only 290.
Oh, dude, a baby elephant. Oh, that's so terrible.
This is the worst one. The worst one was this one sucked. I was heavier than a double door Samsung refrigerator.
By the way, yeah, a baby elephant, typically called a calf, weighs between 2 and 250 pounds at birth.
Yeah, dude. I was my heaviest, like 260. I was fatter than a baby elephant. Oh.
They can't hurt you anymore.
I don't suggest, if you're fat, to do that, by the way. It is a very... You don't come back to it. Like, the pool table was terrible because, I mean, if you ever tried to pick up a pool table, you can't. It's like you need four Mexicans in a crane to get it in your living room, right?
Yeah, true, true.
And then the thing, the fridge really affected me because I was fatter than the thing that made me fat, which... You know what I mean? It's like terrible. Yeah, I was big, but I got the gastric sleeve.
Nice. Oh, it works.
I did the American way.
That's right.
Yeah. I did the get your stomach smaller, which sucked because you know everybody wants to be like Rogan, wake up and pick up a kettlebell and run up a hill and. Yeah. You know, just do it. I was like, it's not happening. I'm not waking up at 5 and working out.
Yeah, but Rogan's a different guy altogether, though. I mean, from the beginning, he always was. Always. I mean, from the early days on stand-up to Fear Factor to everything he's done. Like, he's just, he's an anomaly, man.
Yeah, my hope is that at this age, I just want to see Dane fat. You know what I mean? I don't know if you've ever, because I was fat people's barometer for so long, like other, you know. And I remember I got a text message from one of my friends when Ralphie May died.
Oh, no.
And he goes, how's it feel, man? I'm like, what? He goes, you're the fattest comic in the world right now.
Oh, God.
He goes, congratulations.
Dude, only friends can bust balls at a level that painful. I mean, it's so true. It's so
true. Yeah, it hurt. It hurt. I mean, Patrice died. Ralphie died. John Panette died. I mean, I was... And then Louis Anderson is like, God damn it. That bastard.
Dude, if you guys are joining the show, friend Robert Kelly, by the way, he's going to be in Kansas City like tomorrow. It's Saturday at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Robert Kelly, man, you got to get tickets to this. I'm telling you, how many specials now? Killbox, Just the Tip, For the Love of Comedy, Village Underground. I mean, it's been, I know for sure, at least 4.
Yeah. Success. You talking successful ones or just specials? Did you say For the Love of Comedy? That's not my special, dude. Who wrote that?
What's the name of that one? What am I thinking of?
I don't know. But I'm naming my next special that just because of this.
Thank you.
For the Love of Comedy. Next time I come on, we're going to be promoting For the Love of Comedy.
It was supposed to be four. Listen, it's a goddamn internet, man.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious.
Are you telling me we can't trust the internet?
No, it says, trust the internet.
By the way, your Wikipedia, I'm looking at it. 2013 For the Love, 2003, Robert Kelly Live, Just the Tip, 8. 2013 For the Love of Comedy, then Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground, 15.
Yeah, but it also says that my great-great-great-grandmother was sexually assaulted on the Khyber Pass. So... You can't believe everything.
That's not true. I don't even want to continue today. But your past is weird though, man. Because we were talking about this before. I remember we spent some time like when you were younger. You had a seriously effed up childhood. You were drinking or doing drugs. Which one was it? When you were like 9 or 10?
I was drinking and drugging at 10. I started when I was 10.
That's crazy.
And I got sober at 15. I went to rehab at 15, and it was weird. I had 5 years sobriety before I was legally able to drink.
You can look at that a few different ways. Maybe you're an overachiever. Maybe you're an advanced, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because me and you have similar paths. Like,
right,
we were
right.
both in the system, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because I always, when you tell people you were in jail as a kid, they immediately just think you were just a sex toy. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, juvie jail, you were in for 6 to 8 months maybe, and then they always pushed you out, you know? And it's like, if you're doing sexual favors for a cigarette in juvie jail, you're gay. Like, you're getting out in 3 weeks, dude.
Dude, the first time I smoked weed, my parents, like, in retrospect, it sounds extra terrible, but that my mom had left me with some lady that she worked with at an old folks home. They had taken off. I show up at this house, and she's got two delinquent sons who are, their shirts are off, feathered hair. I'm 12 or 13 years old. This has got to be 81 or 2 or something. And I'm standing there and go, hey, you smoke weed? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 12. Of course I do. And they literally had tapped out a Budweiser bottle, made a bong, and these two reprobates, one of them is fingering a girl in a Camaro on blocks. And the other one's giving me weed, and then I just remember sitting in this kitchen eating homemade macaroni and cheese with bloodshot eyes. I'm the only one laughing in the room, and everyone's pretending they didn't get the little kid high. Like,
yeah, dude, it was awesome. The 70s, 80s were the best.
Yeah.
As a kid. Dude, I remember at 10, my aunt brought me to an Ozzy concert 2 weeks after Randy Rhoads died, and wow. I got stoned because people just back then, you go to a concert, just people are passing joints.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, mask, ludes, you know, acid. And I got so wasted at the concert. I was going to jump off the balcony because I felt like Ozzy wanted me to jump onto the stage. And I was fighting it the whole time. And then my aunt just dropped me on my grandmother's stairs, and I was just, I fell on the stairs and fell asleep. And I just remember my grandmother in some like old evening gown. You know, women used to wear evening gowns.
Oh, my mom had them, yeah.
Yeah, I want my wife to start wearing a Mrs. Roper evening gown.
Yeah.
And she just dropped me on the stairs, and my grandmother's just going, what did you do to him, Dottie? What did you do to him?
Well, you had a big family, right? You had was it 13?
Oh, dude, 13 of us lived in a three-bedroom house. My five Jesus uncles, Christ. My two aunts, my grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother. I remember they put my great-grandmother just in a closet with a bed.
No, they didn't. Come on.
I swear to God. Me and my sister and my mother were on a mattress on the floor next to a weight bench in my Uncle Sean and my uncle Jimmy's room. And my poor Uncle Tommy had to sleep on the sun porch. But in the winter, like, there's no insulation. And I mean, all of us in the house, and I didn't get molested by anybody, which is wild.
Yeah. No, true like, story. It'll make you
I
feel
bad. I was an altar boy.
Dude, so was I.
I didn't get not even a look.
Dude, it hurts. It hurts, doesn't
and I
it?
I used to ring the bells like really sexy. I'd be like, ling a ling a ling a ling. And I'd give him a wink.
Dude, true story. I was an altar boy and no, I never got touched. I've always been like, man, I was a good looking kid. But did I look like I couldn't keep a secret? Like, what was up? Like, what was up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you into? You into freckles? What am I going to do here? But I did have this, when I got sober, I used to go to this all men's meeting and, they call it a fourth step where you have to fourth and fifth step where you write down all the things you did bad. And then you have to admit your wrongs to, you know, God and another human being. Right. So I picked, in the men's group that I went to, there was a priest and he was a friend of mine. He was a great guy. You know, I used to go. Talk to him and stuff like that. So I said, I want to do my fourth step with you. And so I go to the rectory. That's where the priests live. Catholic priests live right next to the church. It's usually a house.
Yeah.
So I go up there and he brings me up to his room and there's a chair, a couple chairs. We sit down. I reveal the deepest, darkest stuff to this guy. And I look over at one point and he's just sleeping. And right? So then when we get up to leave, he comes over and he gives me a hug. And then he soft kissed my neck.
No, he did not.
Buddy, I'm talking like
a
romantic comedy.
Oh, like, so terrible.
Buddy, I felt his lips pull away from my skin. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it finally happened. I just needed to mature a little bit.
Jesus Christ. He just breathed you and he's like.
Buddy. Yeah, dude, there was a breath of like, I remember he, kissed my neck, and he held it there, and he soft kissed my neck. And the worst part is my neck is my weak spot, my ears and neck. So,
you lean into it a little?
I didn't rat him out, if you're asking that.
Yeah,
and I did my fourth and fifth step like six more times with the guy. But, he actually, I found out years later, they wound up moving him around. Let's put it that way. That's what they did with those guys. They wound up moving old Father Ed somewhere else. But again, I didn't get the full Monty. I got a soft romantic kiss.
Yeah,
I didn't get the full deal.
Yeah, you know what? And with the right amount of time, that's not necessarily a terrible memory. Someone cared for you, soft gentle.
Yes. Soft kiss me. Yeah, maybe he was in love with me. Maybe he wanted more than just sex.
Wasn't just a one and done, a fly by night, a fling.
Well, that must be the weirdest thing, having to date a priest. What are you doing? Let's go Sunday to the apple picking. No, I can't Sunday. You know that. I can do Saturday. I can do Saturday, the Jewish one. I can do that one.
Oh, God damn. Dude, I'm so glad you're back in Kansas City, Robert. I mean, it's been way too long. Robert Kelly, by the way, he's back. And Kansas City, Friday, Saturday, Comedy Club of KC. I know you got a show in New York tonight, but...
Man,
I wish you had time to come in tomorrow. If not, but if you want, man, we'll I've got time if you want to hang.
Yeah, dude. Of course, dude. Yeah, whatever you need. I'd love to.
I would love to. It's just been way too long, man. Way too goddamn long. ComedyClubKC.com. If there's going to be any tickets available, you'll want to get them now. Friday night, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. It's too goddamn cold to go outside other than go to another indoor place, and that's where you want to go. Man, I just want to spend some time and hang out and get caught up on everything.
Dude, I'll...
Soft kiss your neck, you know.
I mean, dude, listen to me. I'll take a soft kiss from you. You still have that ponytail?
Oh, yeah.
you still rocking it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God damn, I love it, dude. I love a guy with scrunchies.
That's a fact. That's right. That's right.
Now with the scrunchies, though, because you go through phases. Did you ever go over to are you just a black scrunchie all the time on your wrist, or did you ever venture over to some exotic scrunchies, like the little wrinkly ones?
No, never the wrinkly ones or banana clips or anything like that. It's always been your basic black band. I mean, I'm an old school.
You know? I know. There's got to be a couple times you got some chopsticks and stuck them in your hair.
All right, fair enough.
You did a little samurai.
Oh, dude. All right. For sure, man. We're going to catch up, man. Guys, you don't want to miss this show. Kansas City, tomorrow night, Saturday night, the Comedy Club of Kansas City. It is, it's going to be a monster. And by the way, I haven't heard an episode of the podcast, You Know What, Dude, in a minute. So, but everything's going great with that. You guys got new episodes coming up?
Well, it's so weird, man, because, you know, every comic has podcasts now, and I have YKWD, which is like one of the original podcasts from, like, you know, 16 years ago that I still do. That comes out every week. Then I do The Regs, which is a offshoot with Joe List, Luis Gomez, and Dan Soda, which we do twice a month, which is crazy. Those are the guys I originally had on every week on YKWD. And then they got famous and surpassed me.
Dicks.
And then never came in. Exactly. You know the deal.
Yeah.
And then I do a bone to pick with Paul Verzi, which is, you know, it's just every week fans send in things that piss them off, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, we just talk about them and figure it out, which is a fun... It's just a fun, silly podcast, and fans are the best because it's usually some guy in a car at a gas station with some lady who parked her car at the pump and went in to get cigarettes and didn't get out, and he's just videotaping his rage at a gas station. Just, there's a spot right over there.
Yeah.
Just park. And then I do a bonfire with Big J on Sirius XM, the actual radio.
That's right. That's right, man. That is right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sick of podcasting, though. I want to quit them all.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but man, you're so good at it, dude. And again, you're never going to run out of material, for God's sake. This world is terrible.
People don't realize, doing a radio show, a live radio show, like having to do 4 hours every day of new stuff is like the hardest thing in the damn world. Like doing a podcast for an hour or whatever is, you know, it's not as, like doing what you do is nuts, dude. I couldn't imagine waking up every day and having to create 4 hours of content every day. And it's, I mean, I still think live radio is the best. And I feel like the industry is going back to radio. You know what I'm saying?
It would be great if it does. We'll see. We'll see how it lands. I feel like I've been here so long. I'm like a bullet belt, like a studded belt. Like you were like, you're cool. You're not cool. You're cool. You're not cool. You're cool again. You know, like you just,
yeah.
You just, it just keeps coming. Like we are the bell bottom jeans, you know, of radio.
Did I ever tell you the time me and Patrice and Keith Robinson, we went to Amsterdam for the first time together.
I just got back from the Netherlands. I literally got back a week ago.
It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just the best. So I never been. I'm there for the first time. And they put us in this almost like a, you know, hostel downtown in the red light district.
Right.
And, I mean, it is just. You get one of the places you got to put your key at the front desk when you leave, like that crap hole.
Yep.
You know, and I don't care, but Patrice and Keith are like, you know, they've been in the business a little more. They're like, this is crap. They're complaining. We literally had metal bent bunk beds in the room. That was our beds. It was like, right. And they're, you know, they're like, this is like prison. This is some racist stuff. And and I'm just a people pleaser. I'm just like, I like it. So they wind up going, we need to get out of here. And the guy's lying, like the hotel's an hour away. And you won't be, you know, take a while to be in the city, blah, blah, blah. They say, get us in it. So they leave. I'm like, I'll stay by myself. Literally, if I opened the window to the room, men would look in thinking it was like one of the girls in the window. Right?
Right.
So I'm there. They leave. They call me. It's only 20 minutes away. They got a baby grand piano. It's a duplex hotel. They got two floors. We got swans in the backyard, and I'm in this prison cell by myself. So we're going to ready for the show. I put my stuff on, and I bought an outfit for the show. I bought. Remember when polyester pants were in for a minute, like black like polyester shirts and button downs, and the black pants were in for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, the shoes with like the belt buckles, like so. I bought this outfit that like the day before we left, didn't try it on, didn't look at it. I bought bell bottom polyester pants,
kick ass,
black with a black polyester shirt.
Yes,
I basically looked like I was wearing an evening gown, and I have nothing else. So I go out front, I'm waiting for them to pick me up. You can hear them laughing as they're pulling up through the windows of the van. You just heard Patrice's laugh. Bobby got raped. Bobby's wearing a dress. They smashed me for an hour all the way to the gig with a guy driving who didn't like us, had to pull over. He was laughing so hard. And I was just wearing this dress.
That's so good. And there's nothing, again, like the beatings of people who really know you. Those are the beatings that hurt. They cut to the core. They know every nuance, every easy pain point. It is the ones that if you didn't love them, you would literally you'd jump out of the car and kill yourself.
I was in the I don't know if you've ever taken a smashing from your friend so bad where you're fighting back tears. I was looking out the window, almost in tears, like trying, like faking laughs, like the sniffles, like.
See, I have a split brain where there's one part of me that acknowledges such a good kick in the balls, like where it hurts so bad. There's one part of my brain that goes, man, that was really good. That was a great, like that was an enormous shot. And then there's another part of me, you're right, that's crying on the inside. That's just trying not to, my lip starts to quiver, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The crying and the lip quivering part, that's the actual human side of you that wishes he had better friends that cared about you.
Yeah.
And didn't really smack. Yeah. It hurts so bad. It still hurts when I think about it. But I never wore. I never got black polyester bell bottom pants again. I mean, it did teach me a lesson.
Listen, you got to get those out. You put those back on. You make them work. You work those things till you're the beautiful one.
Yeah. Now I have a wife that looks at me before I leave the house, and she goes, "No."
Yeah. That's God bless. Yeah. God bless.
I got. I was at blue sneakers. I had blue sweatpants on with a blue hoodie, and I was about to leave the house, and she goes, "Oh, what are you coaching a lesbian softball team?" I was like, "What?" I go, "What?" I go, "Black people match sneakers and pants and stuff." She goes, "Yeah, you're not black. You look like a lesbian. Get it off."
Oh. And there he is looking out the window, lip quivering.
I had my son the other day. I was in, you got kids, right?
No, none.
Oh, you killed them all, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early. Super early.
How many? I got two murders under my belt. How do you got?
Oh, my God.
Well, I got a son. He's 11.
Right.
And, man, I our childhood, it's like I never had a dad, whatever. And I'm lying in bed with him last week. And, you know, he goes to bed. I lie with him. And he grabs me and he pulls me in and he's like hugging me, like holding me.
Nice.
And I've never, no drug, no, you know, show, nothing has ever given me a high. Like I lit up inside. Like it was like the best feeling I've ever had in my life, you know? And I realized it's because I never had a man in my life that held me, you know what I mean? Or that I could hold that. You know, I never had a father ever in my life that I lie in a bed and was held by a man. You know, I mean, I could have with that priest, but yeah. I
was thinking I didn't want to say.
But I never had that. And I turned to him and I put my forehead on his forehead and I looked at him. I go, "Maximus, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. And I just want to let you know how much I love you, son." And he just looked at me for a second, and he went, "Dad, this is gay."
Oh my God!
Oh, and there's the window.
And I was like, "I know." I was like, "Yeah, it's a little gay. I'm sorry. I never had a dad."
And then you kissed him softly on the neck. God damn.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. We never had any of that stuff.
No. None of us.
It's so hard. No. It's so hard to not live my life through this kid now. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, I get it. I spent my entire adulthood redoing my childhood. That's all I've done. My house is an exercise in psychology and weirdness and childhood. Like, it's literally like a It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. I look around. Yeah. You got to come over and see it. Just literally, there's zombies and fireworks and pinball machines in the living room. It's the most childish. And a psychologist walk in and go, "Oh, someone had a bad, unforgiving childhood, and they're trying to fix it, aren't they? All by themselves, aren't they? They're just, yeah, sure."
I want to know how many signed guitars do you have hanging on the wall?
Oh, we were talking about them this morning. I have at least 10. True story, man. Swear to God.
Yeah. Do you play guitar?
Yeah, not badly, very badly, but I do. I mean, but badly. You know. No, I literally have a dragon. I have a
dragon. I do. Dragon. We're in our 50s, dude.
I'll say it blows smoke.
You know, dragons aren't real, right?
So it's this big dragon's head, and it literally has a little smoke machine, and I can hit a button, and it lights up, and smoke shoots out of its mouth. It's on the wall of my living room. It's 3 feet. It's three feet long.
Are you dating 17-year-olds?
Closer than you want to know.
what woman your age is going to show me the dragon again?
I know. It's right above the zombie, but right next to my Evel Knievel's autographed jumpsuit in a glass case.
Johnny, can I touch the Paul Stanley guitar?
True.
Oh my god,
so true.
That's funny.
Dude.
Well, do you have a pinball machine?
I have three in the kitchen.
Yes, maybe. In a kitchen. You probably don't even have an air fryer, but you can play pinball.
It's true story. It's 100% true. I had a full-size sex doll playing a pinball machine in the living room.
Oh, you have a sex doll?
Like, you know, one of those 90-pound made of silicone ones? Yeah, she's...
Buddy, of course I know.
Yeah.
Because I got my first sex toy from you.
Oh, it's crazy. Was it a super high-end, like a super good one?
This is when I first came on.
Yeah.
You were doing the Price is Right.
Adult Toy Price is Right, yeah.
Right. And so here's the thing. You had, I still feel bad about this. This is one of the things in my life where I did the wrong thing and I should have did the right thing, but I didn't. So you're giving, it wasn't even a full doll because they didn't make them. That was just the torso. It was just the bottom part, the middle part, I would say. Right.
Right.
And it was, you know, the R3 realistic plastic. It was like the state of the art. And you were giving this away. So you had the two callers call in, and you had me playing the game.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I remember. You had a guy who just got dumped, cheated on, right? And then you had another guy who broke his arm, the arm he uses to take care of himself, right?
Right.
And me. But so these guys all guessed. I guessed to the penny.
That's right. I remember.
And I won, right? And you were like, you got to give it to the guy with the broken arm. And I was like, no.
Nope.
And I put that thing through the security, through TSA. And I just remember I remember the guy looking at me. I was like, what are you going to do? And I used it once, right?
Right.
I used it once. And then the reason why there's no sex dolls for us is because the cleanup.
That's it. That's exactly why.
It's the cleanup. It's like, listen, I don't do dishes. I'm not going to clean a half a torso. You know what I mean?
Not to mention the shame and the reality of it when you rinse the orifice. You're like, I'm a monster.
Yeah, it's just awful. Yeah. And my wife finds it in the dishwasher. She's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So I wound up making it a pen holder on my desk.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's great.
I had the highlighter was in the butthole.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Here's the thing. Throwing that out was the funnest day of my life because I had to get rid of it because we moved. And I had to throw it out. She made me throw it out. And just knowing that somebody found that in the trash in my building makes me so happy.
Yes.
They think there's a serial killer.
Totally. Absolutely. I think about that often because I think one day I'm going to throw this, and she's dressed, she's wearing shorts, and she's standing, and she's lifelike, I mean, super lifelike. And I think, man, one day I'm going to have to get rid of this. What will I do? Will I hide it on the side of a road? Will I put her on a billboard? Like, there's got to be some kind of a big thing where they're like, there's a dead body at the bottom of the ravine. And I think I got to come up with the perfect thing.
Dude, just use it for Halloween every year. Put it on the front porch.
Yeah? No, dude, listen, when I go on vacation, I put her looking out my sliding glass door. So she stands up with her hands up, like she's like, hi, hello.
This is what you should do. You've used it so much, it looks like Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
You know what the worst part is? I was trying to explain to someone who didn't know I had it. Because they were looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, no, man, you would never F this. Because I go, honestly, it's too much to carry around. And then you'd have to rinse it out. You'd have to clean it up. And I realized the more I explained why I didn't have sex with it, the creepier I got. Like,
The more Matthew did it, why not do it?
Yeah, the more he looked at me like, this is way worse than if you just did it. Like you really thought this through. And you're not only, you want to do it, but you're too goddamn lazy to keep it up. There's no way I could drag that thing around. It literally weighs 90 pounds, Bob.
Buddy, I want to do it. The ones that are coming out now that actually have AI in them.
Yes,
now,
yes.
I mean, listen, dude, you got girls. You better get it together. you better get it together. No more tone, no more passive aggressive. Because when I can come home and program my wife to be happy when I walk through the door.
Right.
Like, you know, just, hey, hi, Bobby. It's so nice to see you again. She's out. I'm going to hand her a bag and she can take the kid too. Because me and Ching-a-ling, whatever her name is going to be. She's definitely not going to be a Pollock from Everett, Massachusetts.
Oh, I felt the look right then. I felt the side eye drilling right into you.
Oh. It's so funny because I actually went and I was, you know, we're older now, so we have to have like calendar sex. You know, it goes on the calendar, the Google calendar. You know, it's like a month ahead of time. We're going out. He's going away. We'll have that night. And she's like, you know, it was getting up to the day. And she's like, oh, I got it planned out. I'm like, oh, this is sexy. Right. And she's like, all right, we'll have dinner. We'll watch a movie. Then we'll have sex. And I was like, absolutely not. She's like, why? I'm like, because if I eat first, I'm not even going to make it to the movie. Never mind crawling on top of you for 3 minutes.
I feel like they know that, and they're betting that. They're betting on that's a high carb, like nothing but pasta.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she goes, okay, we'll eat, then we'll have sex, and then we'll watch a movie. I go, no. And she's like, why? Because if you fart during sex, I'm out. I'll walk away like Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby. So, you have to be of a certain age to know why. That's brilliant. But yes, Banner has left the building. Yes.
So you'll hear da-na-na, da-na-na. So then she's like, we'll have sex first. And I'm like, that's at like 5:30. Like, people in their 50s shouldn't have sex in Jesus light. You know what I mean? Like, we need complete darkness, and I need my sex shirt on. So
I'll ask, what's your sex shirt?
It's a shirt that covers my torso so she doesn't throw up and get disgusted during sex.
Oh man.
I have to have sex with her like a mime. And so we wound up, so I was talking to these girls, like the night was coming. I was talking to these two young comics, you know, two young smoking hot comics at the Cellar. And I was like, I'm nervous because I don't know what to do. And the pressure's built up. Like, I don't, and they were like, you should get a toys. And I'm like at Five Below, like, with a jump rope, a Rubik's Cube? What are you talking about? Like,
Roblox?
And yeah. Well, she was like, no, get her sex toys. Like, get her some, you know, vibrators and, you know, some dildos. And I was going to use my penis. Like, you want me to go buy another penis? Like, I was like, I have one. They were like, she doesn't want that. I'm like, oh, this is great. This makes me feel fantastic. So I have a place down the street that I've never been to. It's called the Romance Depot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nothing romantic about this place. Yeah. Home Depot is more romantic than this fright fest. You walk in, first of all, it's like a guy, a blow-up doll with a ball in his mouth. It's like, do you guys watch the news? It looked like a hostage. It's like...
Oh...
So then I look and it's walls of dildos.
Yeah, giant, veiny.
But yeah, mine nowhere to be found. Slim and Sassy, I guess, isn't a big hit. I'm looking for my mine. Couldn't find mine at all. I found one, but it was uncut. I think it was like a Guatemalan version or something, right? So did you just go there?
Hooded monk shows up, yeah.
So then they had two smoking hot girls working there, which is so below the belt unfair to have flirty hot chicks. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you should have an old guy. Like that works at gas station workers. I don't know. Dildos a dildos a dildo. Who cares?
Right, right. Yeah.
These girls were grabbing them. This is my favorite. I bought $3,000 worth of dildos and vibrators. And then I swear to God, I got left with bags of stuff because they just sold me on everything. I was like, I'll get that. I'll get that. I bought dildo Windex. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Cleaning solution.
I didn't know there was a thing. I came home with cleaner. Like now it's a job. Now I have a side job. And I bought the one that they really sold me on. It's called, they were like, the Rose. It's called the Rose. And it looks like a rose. It looks like a rose. And at the top, in the middle of the petals, on the top, it has a suction cup. And it goes, and it does the work for you. Like, you put it on there and...
Right. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like on a 20-year-old vagina. On a 50-year-old vagina, it's like... Blah, 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 blah. It sounded like... It sounded like a deaf guy giving a speech. It was disgusting. I gave it to the dog.
Awful. Robert, all right, listen, I got to get commercials in. They're gonna kill me.
All right, buddy. I love you. Oh, next God. Time I'm in town, I'll come in a day early and come and hang out.
I love you. Robert, I looked at it literally 45 minutes we've been talking.
You're the best, buddy.
I just forgot how much I loved you, man. Don't forget, Robert Kelly, Club of Kansas City, the Comedy Club of KC, this Friday and Saturday. That's tomorrow night and Saturday night. There's limited shows, limited seats. Guys, get your tickets now. It will sell out. Robert, and I'll make sure, Jake, we all have our information that way. Man, you need anything while you're here, I'll take care of it, man. We'll go out. We'll grab something to eat.
All right, buddy, you're the best. Maybe we'll hit up that doll in your house.
Come on, I want you to come over now. I was thinking that, but I want him to come over. All right, Robert Kelly, man.
All right, bye, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.